Question 1. You are at a public celebration when you hear this announcement.
Excuse me, everybody. This will take only a minute. We have an announcement, and the announcement is, could the owner of the grey Skoda, registration CRA179P, please move his car from its parking space at the far end of the street? Sorry, we appreciate this is your legal parking space, but if your car remains there, the floats won't be able to get past and then everybody will be complaining. Excuse me, everybody. This will take only a minute. We have an announcement, and the announcement is, could the owner of the grey Skoda, registration CRA179P, please move his car from its parking space at the far end of the street? Sorry, we appreciate this is your legal parking space, but if your car remains there, the floats won't be able to get past and then everybody will be complaining.
Question 2. You have taken your camera to a shop where the assistant explains why it is not working.
Oh, well, there doesn't appear to be anything the matter with the camera itself, but I don't think you pay much attention to the instruction manual. And I don't worry about the film. I wound it back into its container. Now, if you look here into the battery compartment, this should be put in this way around, with the little metal bit pointing down towards the base of the camera. And then, if you depress the shutter just a bit, you'll see this little light comes on. So now we have power. Oh, well, there doesn't appear to be anything the matter with the camera itself, but I don't think you pay much attention to the instruction manual. And I don't worry about the film. I wound it back into its container. Now, if you look here into the battery compartment, this should be put in this way around, with the little metal bit pointing down towards the base of the camera. And then, if you depress the shutter just a bit, you'll see this little light comes on. So now we have power.
Question 3. You switch on the radio to find a phone-in program in progress.
And our first caller today is Cecilia. Cecilia, what is your question for Gerald?
Well, I've been having quite a lot of trouble with my Swiss cheese plant. I just can't get it to do what I want. It is in quite a large pot now. I transplanted it last spring, but the leaves and stems haven't spread out at all. I've been wondering if it could be root bound.
Well, Cecilia, this is more common than you might think. What you've got to do is... And our first caller today is Cecilia. Cecilia, what is your question for Gerald?
Well, I've been having quite a lot of trouble with my Swiss cheese plant. I just can't get it to do what I want. It is in quite a large pot now. I transplanted it last spring, but the leaves and stems haven't spread out at all. I've been wondering if it could be root bound.
Well, Cecilia, this is more common than you might think. What you've got to do is...
Question 4. You are in the lounge of an expensive hotel when you hear this exchange.
I'm terribly sorry, sir, but we can't allow you to do that here.
But why ever not? I've paid my money. Now just leave me alone.
I'm awfully sorry, but we simply can't allow it. You see, the flash disturbs other visitors and damages the colouring in our priceless antique paintings.
Well, what about that man over there with the dog?
I think you will find, sir, that he is not using a flash.
Well, I'm going to talk to the manager.
I'm terribly sorry, sir, but we can't allow you to do that here.
But why ever not? I've paid my money. Now just leave me alone.
I'm awfully sorry, but we simply can't allow it. You see, the flash disturbs other visitors and damages the colouring in our priceless antique paintings.
Well, what about that man over there with the dog?
I think you will find, sir, that he is not using a flash.
Well, I'm going to talk to the manager.
Question 5. You are in the office of a major trading company when you hear this woman talking on the phone.
Well, Peter, I do have rather a tight schedule on Friday. Let's see. At 3:30 I have a meeting with my agent. That goes on till 3:45. And then I have to drive to the office for the departmental heads meeting at 4:15. And that won't be finished till 5:45 at the earliest. No, I know what. I'll cancel my agent. After all, I'm the one who's paying his fee. He'll just have to lump it. And then we can meet at 4:45 and I'll still get to the meeting for 4:15. Well, Peter, I do have rather a tight schedule on Friday. Let's see. At 3:30 I have a meeting with my agent. That goes on till 3:45. And then I have to drive to the office for the departmental heads meeting at 4:15. And that won't be finished till 5:45 at the earliest. No, I know what. I'll cancel my agent. After all, I'm the one who's paying his fee. He'll just have to lump it. And then we can meet at 4:45 and I'll still get to the meeting for 4:15.
Question 6. Listen to this woman speaking on a TV travel programme.
And now, turning to a subject that we discussed last week, we have had a number of phone calls from other customers who also suffered the same inconvenience as a result of booking Horden, Sun and Save package deals last summer. We have also been informed that the Office of Fair Trading have in fact carried out an investigation and issued the following statement.
While not directly responsible, Hordens Limited should provide compensation of no less than £60 for each individual.
And now, turning to a subject that we discussed last week, we have had a number of phone calls from other customers who also suffered the same inconvenience as a result of booking Horden, Sun and Save package deals last summer. We have also been informed that the Office of Fair Trading have in fact carried out an investigation and issued the following statement.
While not directly responsible, Hordens Limited should provide compensation of no less than £60 for each individual.
Question 7. You overhear this man talking in a fast food restaurant.
Well, Samantha's really calmed down in the last month or so. In fact, she's been a lot better behaved since she had her last little adventure. You did hear about that, didn't you? It's really quite incredible. I mean, she actually survived a whole wash cycle in the washing machine. It's a good thing I came back before it started to spin. And her fur did come out such a beautiful snowy white colour afterwards. Mind you, she won't go near the washing machine again. Well, Samantha's really calmed down in the last month or so. In fact, she's been a lot better behaved since she had her last little adventure. You did hear about that, didn't you? It's really quite incredible. I mean, she actually survived a whole wash cycle in the washing machine. It's a good thing I came back before it started to spin. And her fur did come out such a beautiful snowy white colour afterwards. Mind you, she won't go near the washing machine again.
Question 8. You telephone a number in order to hear a free phone message about a new product.
Thank you for phoning the Positronic Information Service regarding the new brain booster Theta Wave Expander. You have already read our newspaper advertisement and will know that over a 6-month period, the brain booster is capable of raising your intelligence level by as much as 40 IQ points without affecting other brain functions, such as memory. If you wish to hear an example of the brain booster's unique theta wave stimulator, please listen after the tone. Thank you for phoning the Positronic Information Service regarding the new brain booster Theta Wave Expander. You have already read our newspaper advertisement and will know that over a 6-month period, the brain booster is capable of raising your intelligence level by as much as 40 IQ points without affecting other brain functions, such as memory. If you wish to hear an example of the Brain Booster's unique theta wave stimulator, please listen after the tone.